Hello, and welcome to Landward, Readings of Place and Season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I'll be reading the poem Color of Water from my eco-poetry collection, Jiasmine. I'm fascinated by water, how it is cohesive and passes through everything on this planet, including the air we breathe, and how, though colorless, it reflects everything, everything we do and are, every color, and perhaps ones we can't even see. In the poem, you'll hear the mention of blood-borne and chlorophyll-laden. I put this in because, but for the central element in the molecular structure of chlorophyll and blood, magnesium and iron respectively, the waters that run through all living beings are very much the same. This is a poem for two voices, and I'm honored to have my friend Julie Caspers Agar reading with me. Here's the poem, Color of Water. Be thou waters deep,
cerulean, seafoam steel gray.
Be thou sky clear,
azuline, cyan celeste.
Be thou waters married to sky,
gridlin, pearl, purse.
Be thou waters raining down,
silver.
Be thou stream, creek, river,
unknowable green, corbeau shadowed in growing season,
black against snow, alabaster in deep cold,
ochre, sienna, terracotta, tawny caramel in flood, transparent in hand.
Be thou self water, clear and at once mirror,
mahogany, viridian,
reflecting all possible color, faces, grasses,
gunmetal, gold, slate, amber,
towers, dandelions, mountains, cattails, seashells, plastic, blood,
sanguine.
Be thou arched veil of water in sun-drenched
violet, indigo, blue, green, yellow, orange, red,
rain-filled sky. Be thou water running within and without. Carry away to the sea all molecules of earth made and unmade, synthesized and fused from crude and carbon and all ideas synaptic.
Iridescent.
Be thou water within each being, bloodborne.
Incarnadine.
Chlorophyll laden.
Verdant.
Run through it all, carrier of souls and sand. Sing of life, of death.
Sing
your song
of earth.
You have been listening to the poem Color of Water from my eco-poetry collection, Jiasmine, published in 2022 by Water's Edge Press. Thanks again to Julie Caspers Agar for being the second voice in the poem. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. Podcasts of this reading will be available at wdrt.org.